I bank off in the tunnel of love. It was very off the cuff, like an Amsterdam cafe. I'd like to lost him back to my up-decorated shack. We could have shared a snack as we listened to Combo play. I could have offered him some advice, the kind of thing to make him think twice. I worried about his mental health. He was far too involved with himself. I bumped into Virginia Woolf while I'm standing on the roof. She was fairly aloof and obviously inebriated. She took out a tooth and gave it to a callous youth who just climbed up on the roof. He looked thoroughly elated. Put this under your pillow. Cry like a weeping willow. Wriggle like an armadillo. Another successful transaction. I got writer's block. It came as a bit of a shock. I'm like a ship in dry dock. Won't you give me some reaction? I'm writing stories by myself, and no one ever offers any help. Now I know what they meant when they said I was self-indulgent. Self-indulgent.
Self-indulgence.
Chad hasn't begged me to stay. When I told him I had to stray, he said I've only known you for a day, but you're the best mate I've ever had, whether short or long. Your poems are always strong. The way you burst into song reminds me of my dad. In his own way, he was rather sweet, but he really didn't know how to cheat. I mean, if you spend all night out on a London street, you're bound to end up deadbeat.